what's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
A crossover is...
Crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving. Crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossovers.
Crossover.
Crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
All right, time for the crossover. It's brought to you by Everlevel Concrete Repair in Omaha at EverlevelConcreteRepair.com.
No, EverlevelConcrete.com. EverlevelConcrete.
What did I say?
I said EverlevelConcreteRepair.com. That's a different thing.
No, I said at the beginning, EverlevelConcreteRepair in Omaha.
That's right, that's right.
And I said the email, EverlevelConcrete.com.
No, you said EverlevelConcreteRepair.com. Check the tape. Check the tape.
Come on.
Why would I say repair? I've been saying that for 433 straight days.
You said repair.
I even get up on the weekends and say that.
Check the tape. Check the
tape. Just running reps on the weekends.
Yeah. I'm preparing.
Help me out. Help me out, people. I know he said EverlevelConcreteRepair.com. Wrong.
Wrong. Mr. Everlevel Concrete Repair said you were right.
You were right about Everlevel Concrete Repair. EverlevelConcrete.com.
Pavelka just text you?
EverlevelConcrete.com.
Yes.
What's up, Kent?
You might be a little bit sleepy, you know. You had your anniversary, so you're not.
Oh, yeah. How'd everything go? How'd parking go?
You guys still married?
Figured it out. Good. Yeah. Well,
great question.
So there's that lot that's just south of the Cottonwood Hotel. Big lot.
Yeah.
And it's got one of the things where you have to go in and type in your license plate.
Oh, yeah.
It was $10 for 4 hours or whatever. And I'm like, okay.
That's your anniversary.
You know, whatever.
Like, you didn't go valet?
I'm going to splurge.
Slide the card in there. Card doesn't work. Tried another card. Oh, card doesn't work. Then third card, my wife's card. It appeared
was
to.
Was that a flex there that he's got three cards?
Yeah.
Oh, I got so many cards. And yeah. Yeah, man, the credit card companies love me. They love me. And then, so I think we paid, and then it didn't give me a receipt to put on the dash, so I was worried about getting a ticket. And by the way, $10 is actually $11.25 because there's tax associated with it, so they should probably tell you that it's $11.25.
Yeah.
But I believe we paid, and I didn't get a ticket.
Okay.
So that was good. So, dinner was lovely, had a great steak.
Saw a picture of it. It looked marvelous.
It was marvelous.
Oh, it's
it was marvelous.
Social media posting.
You're one
worthy.
Of those guys.
Had some. I didn't put it up there.
It wasn't him that did it.
Okay,
Guess who?
Your waiter.
Got the pleasure of serving one counter happer and
there
his
was
lovely wife.
Another couple in there that was also celebrating their anniversary. It was actually kind of popping in there.
Was it John Bishop?
Probably Berkshire.
Some Berkshire folks.
Adjacent. Yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there. Bar got going a little bit. Bar with the big tree.
People making their way in today. Yeah. If they weren't, that was last night.
That's a very underrated bar, by the way.
Yeah,
good
bar.
You guys remember going out with your wife on a Wednesday night?
No. I don't.
That's right, because I'm a great husband.
Yep. That is good of you.
Also, it's cheaper.
That's it.
Prices go up on the weekends.
I don't know if that's it.
Nick says on Twitter, he said repair.
Oh.
Yep.
Check the tapes.
Did he say on Twitter? Did he tweet at us?
He said on Twitter, yeah. He tweeted at Happer Show on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed.
Let me track him down, and that'll be a block.
At Big Guy Baser, if you're interested.
So here's a little trick. So I've stayed at the Cottonwood. Lovely hotel.
Me too.
Especially during the summer, the pool, and they've got the cabana out there, the little bar.
Yeah. Why'd you stay there? You live here.
It's a banger. I like to have staycations.
Staycations are nice.
Yeah, staycations are awesome.
And that's a good place to have a staycation.
You and Alex Jones chatting it up?
No, but I have wondered in my head, like, if I was there and I encountered him and his wife, like, what I would do.
say
he'd
hi.
Ask you to swing.
like would I go all Bud Crawford on him, or would I just go Marvin Hagler?
No, I'd say you ask him if he's got any takes on anything.
No, because he's looking for money, remember? So that's just an instant lawsuit, whether you do anything or not.
I would probably like slip him a couple quarters.
Here you go. There you go, bud.
You owe some families a lot of money. I'm going to take care of a sip of your drink. So when you stay at the Cottonwood,
yes.
You know, of course, you park. And so that lot that you park in is where they send you to park. But they give you a tag if you stay in the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Little tip here. They have not changed the color of the tag.
So if you have done a staycation
and you stayed there before and you've kept the tag,
it's still good.
No date, no stamp, no. Oh, no. Okay.
Interesting.
Pro tip.
I believe the one time I stayed there, I used the valet service.
Look at you on a staycation.
Pro move.
Oh, actually,
you used valet service on a staycation.
No, because we stayed there the night of our wedding, and the limo or the whatever took us there, and
you valeted a limo.
No, yeah, I remembered that wrong. Awesome. I didn't valet anything. Yeah. But it always does feel cool when you valet. But it's kind of a pain in the butt.
You
sit there and wait?
Yeah, but you know what? You have to get in the trust tree of somebody slipping into your car that they're not going to go and they're going to pull.
They're going to pull Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
They're all of a sudden going to go flying down Farnham to see how fast you can get this going.
They can feel free to take my Hyundai Tucson wherever they want.
For a little joyride?
Yeah. They want to see how fast it could go? I'd like to know the answer. Have it push that thing above 83. Not doing it anytime soon.
I once wanted to be a valet because you get to drive like different cars.
Yeah.
I've considered it just because, not that it sounds easy, like not that it's easy work, but I feel someone of my low intelligence could do it.
Jeez.
Come on.
Well,
man.
I mean, you know, I mean, sometimes you get a car that you're not familiar with.
Right.
Yeah.
Too much vehicle.
I mean, what happens if you've grown up where you have a car that has keys and you turn it and all of a sudden, now you get into a Buick and you have to push the button on the console.
Yeah, and then hit the gas.
Yeah,
like I don't
What's
get
wrong
it
with you guys.
I don't have a keyless vehicle. It's new to me.
When I retire, like 70, I'm gonna work at one of the hotels downtown, and I'm gonna either be a van driver or a greeter.
That sounds awesome.
That actually does sound like
a driver.
Good job
it drives me a lot of fun. Yeah.
Like I'd like to drive people to the airport.
Mm-hmm. But you're only driving like a couple feet, really.
But, which is nice.
But you know what?
Minimize the conversation.
The conversation when you're picking people up and they're so happy to be there.
Well, especially they're happy that you're providing them a service to take them to their destination too. That they didn't actually have to pay for it through, Uber or Lyft.
You're talking about a driver from the hotel.
Like a hotel driver.
Yes.
I feel like there's
that's a cool deal.
I'm pretty excited about that.
The limo driver, because the Circa hotel hooked us up with some lovely transportation. That guy's got a pretty cool job.
What'd you guys drive?
They
it was like an Escalade.
They rolled up like a Circa limo.
Oh, an actual like an old school limo.
It was a real like not an old school limo, like a nice new limo.
Like a stretch though.
It was a stretch. Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh yeah.
That's sweet.
That guy's got a great life. He just goes back and forth from the airport all day long. Yeah. Back and forth. Airport.
How much did you tip?
What I had on me,
I tipped with life advice.
There was
Happer Show 10 a to 2 p.
There was a tip. There was a tip.
All right.
There was a tip.
I
think I had a fiver on me.
Okay. Finsky.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, the last time any of you saw a limo on the street,
like a traditional limo,
because I would, we just went through prom season. You're going to see a lot of limos.
That's where I saw.
Like
I
a sedan.
I haven't seen a limo driving in a while.
I haven't seen a sedan limo forever. And actually, even an SUV. Like I feel like isn't the new limo now just having a dark colored SUV?
I think so. Like a nice, just a black car,
something that looks like it would be in a motorcade.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. As opposed to the limo, where it's almost like, eh.
But yeah, I have seen a few recently because it is prom season.
There's really no advantage to it other than it feels cool to be in it.
Oh no, yeah. as a kid going to prom though,
and then
usually,
you open the roof.
Yeah, you open the roof and you stick your head out.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's called the deal sealer.
Yeah. We did not stick our heads out of the roof when we were driving from the airport to the circus.
I could have seen that. I could see Grimm doing that.
Just,
oh my god!
I've seen this in a movie.
How about that?
This is what we're supposed to do.
How about that ride in?
And then get in.
Guess that's why they call it the Sin City.
But see, now they've been replaced by party buses.
It gets flipped
like
off
people
by
used
a
to get
girl.
Limos. Now it's party buses.
I don't know, party buses, are they fading out? Kind of.
I see less of them.
Yeah. Really?
I mean.
I saw a lot of them during the holidays, and I know you're doing like the lights tour and everything, but yeah, I feel like they're still present.
Party buses were kind of that was a big thing.
They had a moment.
And we rode in one called, instead of the school bus, called the cool
bus.
What
are you saying? Nice. Are you saying like the Ollie the Trolley put them out of business?
I don't know what put them out of business. Maybe Uber, you know? Just people were like, yeah, we don't need a party on the bus.
Oh, you
we
can't just... Uber to prom.
No.
Could you
Uber?
Well,
Lux?
You would have to Uber X.
Yeah,
like you can't pull up in a Honda Accord.
Okay, you could go the Lux route.
But what if you're going to prom and you can't drive? You know, kids don't care about getting their licenses.
Oh yeah,
anymore.
That's true.
That's right, because of Uber.
Is that Lyft. The flex now? Yeah. I can drive you to prom.
Yeah, right. I bet it is. Like, oh, you got your license? Yeah.
By the
figured
way,
it'd be a good thing for my senior year.
Got a text that said this. Can confirm another spot where multiple people were celebrating wedding anniversaries last night. The bar at the Super Mega Gretna Hy-Vee.
Oh, whoa.
Those feel like later in life anniversaries.
Yeah, it does.
Not a third anniversary.
Yeah.
Maybe they were having a...
they could have done anything they wanted.
They might have been having a late pancake. Hy-Vee's got good
Well, they
pancakes.
Have lots of options.
They do.
Let's go out for sushi, honey. I'll take you to the Gretna Hy-Vee.
Hey, well, you know what? It's our anniversary. We're going to splurge on the
now,
V.
In all... honesty,
they do have good food.
That
there.
Sushi is banging.
It is good. It is
it's
good
banging.
Sushi.
As these kids say it, it's fire.
It's fire. It's rad.
Yes.
Is it? Do we use lit anymore? Is lit done?
Oh, lit's still going lit's on.
Oh, is it? Okay, good.
That's good.
Yeah, Hy-Vee Sushi is. I you got to get past the whole idea of grocery store sushi. It's pretty good.
I like options.
It's good.
I got options. A poll question for you.
Right. Let's see.
Oh, this is a good compared to some of the stuff I see after
like
I
what?
Leave. I mean, come on.
We had good ones the last 2 days.
Would you prefer to encounter, as a male, another male in the woods or a bear?
Bear.
Oh, I heard a version of this.
Yeah.
Where are you stealing this from?
I'm not stealing this from anyone.
Gosh,
might have been on a group text.
Where did I hear this? Then if you say, if it's your daughter.
Yes.
Would you rather have your daughter in the woods with a bear or another or a man?
Bear.
Okay, so this is us, just dudes. We got four guys in this room. If you are a male, would you rather encounter a male in the woods or a bear?
A male?
A male,
what are we
yes.
talking about?
Bear. A male.
Well, grizzlies.
Why? You don't want to fight?
Black bears are going to run away
You'd
from
rather
you.
Fight a bear than
I
a man?
I know what the bear is going to do.
Do you?
I don't know what the man is going to
you
do.
You don't know what the
so
bear is going to do.
So you've watched way too much small town murder
there's,
mystery.
But yeah, there's
bears
only,
are total wild cards.
There's only so many moves a bear has, though.
Well, hold on.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty effective.
Time out.
It is. They don't have a lot, but what they have, it
depends on what bear it is. Like a black bear is scared of you. Like a dog could have a black bear runoff.
I don't know.
I don't know that.
I don't know that.
I don't know if I'm immediately
identifying.
I've watched
enough TV to know that.
If I see a bear, I'm not thinking, this is the one that's scared of me.
The scary one is the grizzly. Because you know when like you see a grizzly bear and they say, you need to make yourself tall?
Yeah.
Not like run. That's the worst thing you can do. But you need to make yourself tall?
There's all these pieces of advice that people give to what they do to when they encounter bears.
How many bears have they encountered?
Yeah, and how often, what's the success rate on those? We don't know those statistics.
Because one person survived.
What if one guy
that?
Did the make himself tall and then he still got eaten anyway?
He doesn't live to tell about it.
Exactly.
Yeah, but
we don't know.
We know this because these people have lived to tell about it.
I don't know.
But probably have.
Now, here's the wild card of a bear. I've watched a lot of TV, so I'm like, if the bear has cubs, you're screwed.
Why do we think it's a 100% chance that the man is going to attack you? You know,
it like might just be a friendly.
Yeah, what if the man goes away?
Because I've watched a lot of TV as well. But if you encounter a bear with its cubs in the woods,
protective.
You're screwed.
Yeah, they're protective.
You're done. The thing is going to maul you.
You're a threat.
Yeah, give me the man.
I want the man.
Give me the man.
I'm with you.
Yeah, what if you actually ended up being friends?
At least, could be a buddy.
Where'd you meet this guy? The woods?
Hold on. If it got confrontational, you know the attack points of the man?
What is the low percentage chances that you would meet a man in the woods and you become friends?
I don't know. Better.
What are the chances I find a bear and I survive it?
That's it. Better, I think I have a better chance of meeting a man and me becoming friends with him than me surviving a bear encounter.
A bear, yeah. I'm on Team Connor on this one.
Give me the man.
I
would be scared of a man, a solo dude in the woods.
What if he's just a nature buff?
Than a bear.
Could be just a real friendly nature buff.
Yeah, it could be any kind
of
man.
Yeah, that family in Black Sheep was really just a bunch of nature enthusiasts.
There's only two kinds
what,
of bears.
What, have we got an Opie convention in town?
There's so many kinds of men. You know? You don't know what they're going to do.
When but if a man a man is sale. In the woods,
thanks for not sticking
what's he
it up
doing my... there?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't think he's saying, well, I'd love to meet another man in the woods.
Why? Maybe he is, though.
You don't get
like...
too many Black Sheep references, but that was good.
So Aaron writes in. Hi, Aaron. He says, have any of you guys ever went hiking? You encounter people all the time. You do not want to encounter a bear. People carried bear spray in the Pacific Northwest. If a bear wants to end you, the best he will end you. The bear will end you. This is not even a question. I'm pretty sure Gary has never been off the road in the entire West. Those people exist all over. Great point.
Mm-hmm.
Great point. Mm-hmm. Gary, get out and see some things.
I've been to Alaska.
And you
see a bear?
And you saw a bear?
Well, where Mom's house was, yeah, there was a bear.
You also saw people in that house too, right? Did they eat you?
After spending time in Juneau, I'm more afraid of the people than I am the bear.
This is a ridiculous statement by Gary. Once again, it's you face the man.
I would face the man.
If a man ends me, then a man has ended me.
Agreed.
I've watched more television shows where I'd be afraid of the man.
What a weird...
But I also saw the great...
They're going to kill you.
I saw the great outdoors.
They're not going to kill you. They might kill you. They might.
I saw the bullets in Clark County.
They might kill you.
Nice job, Trump.
Okay, they might kill
Which
you.
Which America are you from?
Amazing Daniel writes in on YouTube.
Hello, Amazing Daniel.
Looked at Gary's credentials. Quote, look, I've watched a lot of TV.
Stayed at a Holiday Inn.
Hey,
it does help.
You can learn a lot of stuff. You guys need to watch Small Town Murder.
I don't feel like I do.
Well, then you will see that you encounter a male in the woods, you're done.
I have seen so many males in my life. None of them have killed me. None of them, only probably a few of them ever even wanted to kill me.
Now, this is a point by Adam. He said that man in the woods is probably thinking the same thing about you. What is that guy doing in the woods?
Yep.
So instinct is going to be, if I kill them first, I don't have to worry.
Oh, we're going with that. We're going Hunger Games
here. I don't think we have
to
immediately jump to the killing.
Matt asks, what about a deliverance man or a bear? Well, okay, then now we're changing the dynamic there.
I might as well throw in Billy Bob Thornton from Sling Blade. What if you encounter him in the woods?
Oh, French fried potatoes.
Get the boy.
I like the way you talk.
That had a run last. He must have done something because he was at the CMA Awards. He presented because country music show.
I reckon it
award
was.
Show
makes sense.
Jelly Roll won a lot.
He always does.
Because all of a
won
sudden,
the game of life.
Billy Bob Thornton and Sling Blade was on TikTok a lot.
Oh, people are just finding out about this, probably.
I reckon
John Ritter.
They probably won.
The late John Ritter was really good in that movie as well.
Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I bet the kids want to probably cancel Sling Blade now if they saw it.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think Sling Blade could be made today.
Wait till kids see Forrest Gump.
Oh, yeah.
Poll question, could you make Sling Blade today?
No. The kid who plays Mike Winchell in Friday Night Lights as the little boy. You're just a boy. Yeah, he's got a lot of, he just wasn't brought up right. Says some things that probably shouldn't be said.
What happened to Billy Bob Thornton's career? He went from Sling Blade, all of a sudden he's Buttermaker. He's got a vial of blood around his neck from Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I mean, he still works a lot.
He does.
Random gigs.
I thought we were going to do, like, after Bad Santa, we were just going to bam, bam, bam. We're going to win all kinds of awards.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever see Goliath? They did a couple seasons where he's a lawyer. It's pretty good. This came out the last 5 years. I think it was right around COVID.
Is this last good Goliath movie that he made is Bad News Bears?
Billy Bob Thornton was in a movie called Devil's Peak last year. The Gray Man, A Million Little Pieces, London Floods. Bad Santa 2 apparently was a movie.
Oh.
He has not done a lot of movies
when
since
When was Goliath
Bad Santa
out, the TV series? I think it was on Amazon.
2016 to 2021.
Okay.
Says.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
1883, one of the West Yellowstone spinoffs.
Oh, okay, all right.
Mr. Woodcock.
Oh, gosh, that was terrible.
But
he was also in Friday Night Lights. I forgot this. So the kid and
Yeah.
Whatever his name was in Sling Blade. They were both in Friday Night Lights because he's the coach and then the kid's his quarterback.
Gary Gaines and
Mike Winchell. Tim McGraw.
He had a tough life at home.
He did.
He had a tough life at home. He had to go to Kansas Wesleyan.
How far is the drive from Odessa to your school from Odessa?
Well, it's kind of far. Kansas is pretty far away. Mike,
you offering? We'll sign right now.
That's what the was his aunt, mom, right?
Or I think it was his mom.
Yeah, she had some problems.
Yeah.
His mom was like, whatever you're offering, we'll sign right now.
Why does every recruiter in those movies have to have a southern accent?
I know.
Well, they're all from Texas.
You go out and win yourself a state championship, well, we'll find you a place at Kansas Wesleyan.
That's exactly what he said.
That was all it was. I mean, we don't care what you do. Just go win a state title.
He just wanted an offer, man.
Yeah, he did.
Just wanted an offer. I feel bad for him. He was a forgotten about guy on that team.
I think the real guy,
heart and soul of it.
At the end of it, didn't he wind up at Baylor? I think he wound up at Baylor. True story.
Mike Winchell.
I think Mike Winchell ended up at Baylor. Yeah. I mean, this was when Baylor wasn't very good, but.
I'm looking at Billy Bob Thornton's upcoming projects. Uh-oh. There are three of them.
Okay.
I want to talk about Mike Winchell. <I did too. laughs> Mike Winchell ended up at Shadron?
Whoa.
Hello.
Oh, really? He would have been before Danny Woodhead.
Billy Bob Thornton has a voice project coming up.
So he wasn't really at Baylor?
Called The Electric State.
I feel they lied to me.
An episode of a TV show called Landman. And something called Bubbles and Bleep Rockers.
Okay.
I can't say the bleep.
Okay. That sounds like an interesting
It's in post-production. He plays a character named Billy Bob Thornton.
Sounds like a fun little project.
You gonna seriously fly, son. You gonna seriously fly.
Trips double stack.
It's all
she starts going over the plays with him.
He couldn't get him right. Yeah. He really had a hard time that night. He's got a lot of other stuff on his mind.
Runs a 10-yard out. Mike, are you ready for this?
Are you ready for this? Can you be perfect?
Can you be perfect? Now I want to watch Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
Mike Winchell played football for Baylor University.
Thank you.
But it's okay, so this is like the epilogue. It must have said this at the end of the movie. I don't remember it.
Mike
Winchell played football for Baylor University, but said it wasn't as great as Permian and lost a lot of his abilities.
Sure. Well, yeah, he didn't have Gary Gaines motivating him.
Yeah.
And he didn't have Bowie Miles.
I was so amazed by that movie because I think it was the first time that I remember the team, the I knew it was a sports movie. The focus of it was this team. And what happens with the team at the end? They always win, right?
Yeah.
Lost. Yeah. They lost.
Like, he's going to engineer one of the greatest drives ever in high school football history.
I thought for
history.
Sure that's the way we're headed. I was going to be so happy leaving.
And the cocky Dallas Carter team is going to get
his
a
lollipop.
Taste. The coach with his lollipop. They do know how to tackle. All right.
Now, what color are these zebras going to be? I believe that zebras have both black and white stripes.
So the coaches in Texas, they just go to some middle ground regional airport and then they talk
in the
hangar.
Astrodome.
Yeah, I'm good with that. And they can just make power decisions of, hey, let's go play the Astrodome. All right, cool, let's make it happen.
What a story.
Man, Texas high school football.
That movie was incredible.
It was great.
One of my favorite, one of my favorite movies of all time. Friday Night Lights.
I didn't see you hold on to football.
Not bad. That's not bad.
Definitely one of my favorite sports movies of all time. Probably number one in that category. So good. Soundtrack.
I read the book before I saw the movie, so I was confused on when Booby gets hurt in the book or in the real life story. It's in a scrimmage.
Oh.
Is when he gets the knee.
It's not like
the
third game
or whatever. So is Hoop Dreams on your all-time?
No way he's seen Hoop Dreams.
I have not seen
Hoop Dreams.
Hoop Dreams
is very long, but if you're committed to Hoop Dreams, it's very good.
3-hour documentary. Yeah. No way Connor's in on that.
I have not seen Hoop Dreams.
I think there's enough of a hook in there. I think draw you in.
The whole time I thought.
Because it is
Arthur Agee would not go very far.
Is it on Paramount? One of the streaming services.
It was on Netflix not that long ago.
So so maybe that's where I saw it. It is back out again.
Yeah. Mm.
I should watch Hoop Dreams.
It's on Max right now.
Okay.
There's a movie that I really want to see that I probably won't. The Fall Guy with Ryan Gosling.
Why won't you go see it?
Ah.
Did you see how he showed up last night?
I did. I really liked it. They've done a great job of the
promotion. So why won't you go see it?
It's almost like they're tailoring the promotion directly to me.
And he's still not going to go.
Still, I don't think I'll go.
Well, why?
He's got the Chasers are out of town. Creighton Baseball's out of town. And he's
go see,
not going to go.
You got, I got two movies for it. Go see Challengers.
No. I haven't seen it yet.
No, no, I don't think I'm going to see that.
Tawtry thriller. Tawtry.
I don't.
Wait a minute. If you want to go see a movie, why are you saying I probably won't go see it?
Because I don't go to movies.
Does that need to be a date night? And you already did date night last night.
I don't go to movies. Yeah. Well, no. It's just the idea of putting myself in a place and I have to just remain seated for a couple hours. And
now he also wants to go to the K on Sunday.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go to the Royals game on Sunday.
Okay.
Where a place where he'd have to
sit. No, but unless you're out on the concourse, out in the outfield, you can just pace.
He's a lap taker.
You can get up and move. Yeah, but I like going, you know, driving.
He's going to go to lunch in Kansas City?
I'm going to go to lunch. I'm going to catch a ball game. I don't know who's pitching on Sunday, but.
Would it be Cole Reagans?
Might
be
no, it would not be. We're not sure about the future status of Cole Reagans at this point with his
thigh injury?
Calf.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. No, he would be scheduled for
a 97-mile-an-hour fastball.
He'd be scheduled for the next day. So I don't think it'll be something odd on Sunday against the defending world champion Texas Rangers. Royals are hanging right in there, guys. It's getting scary.
What is going to have to deal with the Kansas City Royals?
Salvi is on pace for 130-some RBIs?
Yep.
Led.
People are asking if the Royals have two MVP candidates.
He swings at a lot of pitches, I will say that.
He doesn't anymore. He swings at less now.
I don't know what game you're watching. Every time I tune in and watch him at bat, he is still flailing away.
Dude, let's
flailing about.
Let me. Apparently, you weren't listening to the show on Baseball Overreaction the other day.
Radio replay 1620thezone.com.
Let's go to Baseball Savant because that should be everybody's favorite website. So Salvador Perez this year, his strikeout rate is less than half of what it has been his entire career.
But he's still swinging at a lot of pitches.
His walk rate is up. Let's see. Can I find a chase rate here? I don't see it on this page. But, yeah, I mean, he's still a free swinger, but he's doing it a lot less. He's walking. He's striking out less. He's hitting the ball hard.
He just can't bear that curveball against him like he used to.
You guys could only hit when there's nobody on base.
Right. Yeah, it's either they get no hit or it's just like frenzy. They're going to score seven in an inning. It's pretty cool.
But I think they're the only team in baseball that has a run differential over 100, and they the only team that's allowed less than 100 runs.
Mm-mm-mm.
Hey.
Scary.
Nobody's given back wins over the White Sox. Ask the Twins.
That's
nope.
Right.
No. White Sox and the Astros, however you get them, you take them.
Yeah.
The Astros suck.
In extra innings last two nights.
Did you on Baseball Overreaction talk about how this is a gut punch for the city of Oakland because it looks like the A's are actually kind of okay? They're two games below 500. They have a better record than the Astros, the Giants.
They have not reached the prestigious point of being featured on Baseball Overreaction.
Are they in the green room?
maybe they're getting close.
Ask the writers.
Rip off a couple more wins.
The A's get have a pulse and they move out of Oakland. Oh, that makes sense. F John Fisher.
Yep, screw those guys.
Second longest winning streak in the bigs right now, 4 in a row for the A's.
Dave says Connor can't go to the movie because he can't stand all the people wearing sweatpants and pajamas in the theater. He's not wrong either.
PJs I have a problem with in blankets.
I do not like that. Yeah. We have a problem in America where people have grown accustomed to being too comfortable.
Yep. We treat our movie theaters like our basement.
Preach.
Don't like it.
Too comfortable.
Like preach. It's not your living room.
My wife had no idea why I was a little weirded out that the people sitting next to us in a movie, they both had a blanket. It was like a huge blanket, too. I just like, what? Why?
Also, we know what you're doing under there.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, what's going on under that blanket?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Hand stuff.
People are telling me about this Challengers movie. What's going on?
Is this
on?
The one with the tennis? Tennis player coach thing? Mm-hmm.
Okay. What if Wild Things was a tennis movie?
Oh.
Weird. Scintillating.
Weird.
Is
it good?
I'm not going to go see
that. Is it good?
It actually is good.
Okay.
It's.
I haven't seen it yet.
You would like it.
Oh, I bet I would. And I did. I love Tawtry. When he was on when he was on American Idol. Oh my gosh. It throws you for a loop. I think
because
you should go.
Because of how horny it is?
I think you know that on the front end.
Yeah.
If you watch the trailer, you know what you're getting. Yeah. Yeah. It throws you for a loop. I will say that. Now, I was not looking for it. Like, you know what? I need to get horny, so let's go to the movie. I'm just like, it looked interesting, so there isn't a lot of great stuff that's out there.
Yeah, I think if you're horny and want Zendaya, yeah, you can watch Euphoria on Max in the comfort of your own home.
I think
home.
When there's a new release out, you have to ask the question, well, let's get me horny.
How horny?
I think that's where we're at.
Poll question, will this get me horny?
Is that what you say to the ticket taker? That little, that 17-year-old female behind the counter?
Yeah, question for
honest
you.
Honest question, will this get me horny?
Sir, I believe you're in the wrong theater.
Watch that redheaded guy.
They don't care.
They don't.
Nobody cares about what's going on.
They
here.
Just want your $6.50.
Yeah. Yep.
If you
say,
go on Tuesdays,
yeah, sure, it will.
And buy some popcorn while you're at it.
I think you'd enjoy it because when I went to see it, of course, on Cheap Day, I was one of the younger people in the theater.
Yep, always is.
You know, I mean, you get the senior center. They take a road trip. They all roll in there. They grab their
They're taking the senior $2. Bus to Challenger?
They
do. Yeah, that's pretty
grab
awesome.
They grab the $2 popcorn because it's gone up.
Well, I guess that demographic does love to.
What do you say, Herb? Let's get frisky.
Yeah. 89% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's good. The people stayed, like they were not chased away.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe you and your wife should go.
I'm not going to go see any movies.
Wow, definitive.
Maybe the Fall Guy.
I will report back to you on the Fall Guy on Monday.
Okay.
A babysitter has been acquired.
Very good.
Plans are in place.
That's a lot of effort.
We are turning the keys of the nuclear sub that is my relationship with my wife. You'll get it.
Oh, love is in
That's
the
awesome.
Air.
I love it.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you guys have a great afternoon.
You too.
Enjoy your days today.
You too.
I will.
Watch out for that man in the woods.
I will. I'll fight him if need be.
You're walking around there at Fontenelle, and
the more likely
you
outcome
get off the path
is that we become friends.
Just keep an eye on him. He's probably a nature buff.
And then one night, when you're out, he does you in.
Ah,
no.
It's not as obvious.
If it happens, it happens. If it happens, it happens. The bear's going to eat me 100% of the
not
time.
Not all bears eat. If a dog can trace away a black bear,
sure bears
I think they do eat.
They don't eat people just, you like, oh, there's a bear, he's going to eat a person.
What do you think the percentage of bears that have eaten people are in the world?
Fewer.
A lot of bears.
Gators are more likely to attack you than bears.
Like,
about a guy who tried to eat another man's face.
You think 10% of all bears have eaten a person?
No.
Or taken a bite out, maybe?
Black bears, a dog would chase away a black bear. They don't want some of them don't want anything to do with you. Grizzlies are different.
Okay, so let's do grizzly bears then. Percentage of grizzly bears that have eaten a person.
Statistics suggest there have been over 180 fatal bear attacks in North America since 1784.
That's not
wow, that is okay.
Do the math.
Were we keeping records of this in
apparently
1784?
We were, yeah. I guess so.
Okay.
The
one was done in by the plague. The other got eaten by a grizzly.
All right. Well, I'll cross that bridge when I get to it, I guess.
There have been 11 fatal polar bear attacks in North America.
Polar bears?
Oh, wow. I would have thought they'd be friendly.
Where would you... Like
that
you
Coca-Cola
like,
commercial.
Like you leaped over a railing
friendly.
At the zoo?
Yeah, it might be, actually.
Maybe in the Yukon.
Who was the tiger girl again? That got batted by the tiger here?
Oh, yeah.
Tiger lady?
Tiger lady, yeah. There might be a polar bear lady.
Of the 82 fatal black bear attacks in North America, 66 of them, 80%, have been from wild bears.
Damn it. Wild bears.
The number one deadliest bear to watch out for is the brown bear,
responsible
for 90 fatal bear attacks in North America, 82 of which were done by wild bears.
Watch out.
That's all I'm saying.
That is tough, though, when you're out in the open and you encounter them. You don't know if it's a wild or a tame.
Yeah.
Because they don't have like any, they don't have like a name tag or anything.
I'd
like
say
that.
To be safe, you probably
is there a spot on them?
The
are they susceptible to anything? Like, are they? They don't absorb the jab very well. If you jab them, you know?
Watch the Revenant.
Just maybe getting or more body blow. I don't know.
That's the crossover powered by Everlevel Concrete Repair in Omaha at everlevelconcrete.com. The show starts next.
That's the crossover. The Connor Happer Show is next on 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.